All right, welcome to the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast. I am Doug Hummer. I am the host for this edition because we are doing the fantasy warfare again. It is that time of the month, and I am here with my co-hosts Eric and Daniel, and Kenny will also be joining us later on, as well as hopefully a special guest. How's everybody doing?
Good. How are you?
How about yourself?
Pretty good. All right, before we get into what we're doing here, let's get some plugs out of the way. Make sure you listen to Anthony and Boxman and Smart, the Dirt Sheet Dudes, every Wednesday and Friday night, 10 o'clock Eastern Time, mixler.com/dirtsheetdudes. Also, they have a show every other Saturday called the Hollywood Hangout. Also on mixler.com/dirtsheetdudes. Listen to us on Friday nights for the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast, Blog Talk Radio. We can be found on all podcast platforms, usually around 8 o'clock Eastern Time. And then, of course, we have our Sunday This Week in Wrestling show, usually around 5 o'clock Eastern Time, on, of course, blogtalkradio.com. Now, tonight's episode is a very special episode. It is going to be our fantasy warfare again. This time we're doing things just a little. We are basically starting a tournament. World Heavyweight Champion. It's a 32-man tournament. Round one starts tonight. We're going to get through round one tonight, and we're going to see how it goes. Eric, do we have anybody else in yet?
Not yet. I just messaged Kenny, so.
Okay. Now, I have the bracket in front of me. Should we go through what each match is before we go through, or should we just go? All right, so the matches are going to be in round one. Cody Rhodes taking on Nature Boy Ric Flair. The Rock taking on the American Dream Dusty Rhodes. MJF, Maxwell Jacob Friedman's going to take on Rowdy Roddy Piper. Samoa Joe's going to take on Vader. Drew McIntyre, Seth Rollins are going to go at it. Hulk Hogan taking on The Undertaker. Kurt Angle taking on Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels. Adam Cole, Bay Bay, taking on Bob Backlund. John Cena taking on Goldberg. Finn Balor taking on Triple H. We're going to have the Great Muta versus Sting. Harley Race going to take on The Ultimate Warrior. The Viper, Randy Orton, taking on Stone Cold Steve Austin. The Animal, Batista, taking on Le Champion, Chris Jericho. We will have Roman Reigns taking on Bret the Hitman Hart. And Rob Van Dam will be taking on the Macho Man, Randy Savage. Those are our round one matches. Now, basically, here's how Fantasy Warfare is going to work. We are going to have a booking meeting. All right? I present the match. And then we have ourselves a spirited debate, spirited discussion. And we're basically going to decide who's going to move on, and I'll mark it down on the bracket.
Yep.
Everybody clear?
I have some breaking news.
Go ahead.
Kenny's not calling in. He's not feeling good.
He
messaged you earlier. So it's just the three of us right now.
He's not, all right. I haven't been on my computer in a couple of hours. So, all right. So, Eric, has anybody else tried to call in?
No. So far, no.
You want to get started then?
All right. Let's go ahead. Let's get started. Let's get rolling. Let's start off with the first match of the first round. We got the American Nightmare Cody taking on Nature Boy Ric Flair. Now, this does not mean that Cody's the number one seed in the tournament. Eric, I know you faced some flack this week.
Yeah, I covered you.
Covered
me? I don't know. I covered myself. I mean,
yeah. Well,
we're not going to get into it.
Well, you know what? Let's get into it, because not every bracket in every tournament in the world is seeded. Some brackets are put random, okay? Just so that fucking idiot knows. I'm not going to say his name because I don't remember it, because he's not memorable. He's stupid. Wait, is he one of your friends, Eric? I thought he was just some random dick.
No, I don't know him personally, but we are friends.
Oh, well, then fuck him, yeah. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He gave us shit for putting MJF in the bracket because he thought he was in the top 10. No, idiot. They were drawn out of a hat, and this is the matches we got. This is the bracket we got. Shut the fuck up. So you want to get to the – what do we got, Cody and Dusty?
Cody versus Ric Flair.
Eric, do you wanna start setting the scene, or you want me to get at it first?
You can go at it first.
Because the way I think we approach this, guys, obviously we go Cody face, Rick heel.
Yeah.
In my mind.
Yep.
Since Cody's Absolutely. Probably one of the number one baby faces right now, and Ric Flair's greatest work is as a heel.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I know this is a tournament, but I'm assuming we're going to have some angst going into this.
I mean, we can.
Okay.
Probably help if they can hear me. We can have an angle going into it. We don't necessarily have to. But I think like the angle here would basically be, you know, Cody basically comes in as the son of the American Dream.
Yeah.
And Flair, you know, Flair's a rival of the Dream. And basically you set it up from there.
Well, yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I think it's him avenging his dad from all the wrongdoings that the Four Horsemen did.
Yeah.
And it's I think it's going to be a very good match. I think some of the spots that you got to throw in there is a figure four until a roll-up, and then the roll-up, from the roll-up, he goes into a crossroads. I think that would be a pretty cool spot to put in there.
Right.
I also think when Cody goes to do his, what's it, the Beautiful Nightmare or some shit like that, that kick off the rope.
Didn't he used to call it the Beautiful Disaster or something?
Yeah, Beautiful Disaster. Maybe he goes into that, and then Rick catches the leg and goes into a figure four.
Okay.
There's a couple ways you can go with the spots. Just my opinion, I think Ric Flair goes over here, though.
I think you're right, only because of Cody is not necessarily, like, established or whatever. If you're going to do a world title tournament, obviously Flair has to be part of it, and Flair has to go far.
Yeah.
Okay. Again, this is just purely fantasy.
Yeah.
But if Flair is, he epitomizes world champion.
Yeah. It would also be a great passing of the torch moment, though, too.
Yeah. But also,
That's why my argument would be.
But also, too, is. This is, you know, for when we continue these fantasy shows down the road, Cody now, we build Cody up more.
By having him not go over?
We build Cody up more. See, he doesn't necessarily have to.
Keep the phone close to you.
Yeah. He doesn't necessarily have to advance in this thing, but, you know, we work on building him up more. What I'm basically trying to say is, like, Flair is technically, like, Flair's right there ready to go on to the next round.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Cody, little more work needs to be done.
Right. I mean, I would put Cody over just to put a pass in the torch, but you guys make a good point that it's Ric Flair, and he has to move on to at least the semis.
Well, get into your passing of the torch argument a little more, because that's interesting to me, and it could be a good angle to work with.
and but he is a babyface, and him beating the Nature Boy, the 16-time champion, he automatically probably becomes a favorite in the tournament. And
yeah, and he avenges his dad.
And the biggest baby. Exactly. And the story of that, and he gets a shot at a championship that his dad probably never got to hold in the WWE. I mean, we're not talking about WWE, but basically he gets to have that world championship in that moment. I beat Ric Flair to get here, so I beat the best there is. I mean, to beat, as Ric Flair would say, to be the man, you got to beat the man. And if he won, he would be the favorite.
Yeah, but also, though, to that point, if we put Flair over and have him cheat, and, you know, and the match only goes, what, 5-10 minutes, then we can build up to something bigger in the long run, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because I don't think whatever chemistry these two might have in a fantasy matchup, I think it could be on an actual card instead of a tournament match.
Right.
With a build-up to it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Cody could always ask for a rematch that, hey, you didn't beat me fair and square. Especially
so
if we ended up winning this tournament.
I mean, I think Rick needs to go over.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. It's up to you guys.
I'm good with
that.
Well,
you guys make the decision. I'm the Vince McMahon that makes the final call.
I'm good with Ric Flair and building up Cody.
Okay.
What's next?
All right. First of all, Eric, any word on our special guest yet?
No.
Okay. All right.
I mean, he's in a different time zone, so maybe he isn't in a different time zone.
I think he is, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Just keep an eye out. All right. Next up, we have
The Rock taking on the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes.
I'll start with this.
Okay.
This is another situation. This is another situation where The Rock should go over in this one because he is a Rock. But you can make a case for Dusty because it's an American Dream. And who would be the face here? I say, this is interesting. Who would
Dusty.
Be the face? I think but Dusty would be the face. And The Rock would be
It makes the most sense on paper to have Dusty. But we also can't forget that Rock, great heel, but also one of the best baby faces of all time. And Dusty's older heel work with Dick Murdoch was fabulous.
Yeah.
So we very well could switch the roles around if we wanted to. But if we want to roll with Dusty being the baby face, either way, I'm with Eric on this one. I think Rock should go over probably. I think it could be a nice, flashy matchup. I think this only goes 5 minutes. Does not need to be fast or technical or anything. It's just it's a spectacle.
It is a spectacle.
And the thing of it is, it's like with tournaments, because we're booking this as if it's like going to happen in one night.
Yeah.
Okay. And as the rounds go on, that's when the matches are going to get longer.
Yeah.
So this needs to be quick. Come out, do your couple of moves, and then there you go. Bing, bang, boom, we go home.
Yeah, and with the two guys involved, that's really all you need.
Right, because Rock's got like 6 or 7 moves. Dusty's got an elbow.
Yeah.
Okay, so I do agree with Rock going over. Go ahead, Eric.
Now, this is the winner faces Ric Flair, right?
Correct. That is the way it is set up in the bracket.
And
now you could make a case for, you could make a case for anything, but for Dusty facing Ric Flair and getting revenge for his son.
That's a good angle.
That's a very good angle.
And it gives intrigue going into the second round.
Right, and if Rock is the heel and Flair's already advanced as a heel, do we want a heel versus heel matchup in round two?
Yeah, we don't want back-to-back Rhodes losses either.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why you make a case for Rock being babyface, so that way you have a babyface versus heel in the second round, too.
Dusty's got it.
No, Dusty's the better babyface.
Dusty's got to be the face if he wins, because then he can go against Slayer, and that's I'm almost leaning towards Dusty now, honestly.
I am too.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a little pissed off because I have to do a little bit more of the booking here. I can't just be the McMahon. I got to fill in now for Kenny. I got to fill in for Bruce Pritchard because he decided he didn't feel well.
Well, no, you don't really have to. Just what do you want to do? You want Dusty or Rock?
Here's the thing.
I want Dusty.
They're both going to be good opponents for Flair. But it makes more sense to have a few going in round two with Dusty
with
Flair.
With Dusty, yeah. And that's why I think I started off wanting Rock. I already know who I want in each bracket. This is basically to change. This is basically getting your guys' input and see if you guys can change my mind.
Okay.
Exactly.
Right?
You guys changed my mind on this one. I think Dusty is the smarter option because it's a feud.
And you already have the history and then the Cody storyline. It would have been interesting if we advanced Cody and had son versus father. So that would have been interesting too.
Yeah, but that's also something that can actually be built at a later time.
Yeah.
That could main event one of our fantasy warfare matchups. So, I think this pretty much writes itself, guys.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I 100% agree. 100%.
All right. Up next, we have MJF, Maxwell Jacob Friedman, or as Tony Schiavone calls him, Little Motherfucker. Taking on, and it's actually been said, so don't give me the look over there, Sharon.
I'll pay attention.
All right. But taking on Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Ooh.
Now, obviously, MJF has never really been a babyface, should not be a babyface.
He never will be.
Should be punched in the face by a baby, yes, but should not be a baby face.
I think in this one occasion we could do heel versus heel.
Yeah,
because Piper's a great baby face too, but he's one of the best heels of all time, and these two could make it entertaining even, both being bad.
It's not going to be a wrestling match. It's going to be I'm going to bite you, I'm going to poke you, I'm going to slap you in the ass,
and
I'm going to kick you in the balls.
Yeah, and I'd say just to have that, I know you're not going to like this, but this would be, and since we didn't pull the trigger on Cody, this would be the perfect time to have a young buck come in, beat a veteran, a legend of the game, move on, and this gives MJF instant credibility if he goes over here.
Okay. You're right.
Exactly. We already have two legends going over. So
we got we do have two legends going over already.
I agree
with your point. Eric, can you stop the echo, please?
There isn't one.
I just heard one.
That should be
okay,
better.
I think that's better. Yeah, we're good.
All right. Cool.
So with MJF here, I do agree to a point, even though I wouldn't put him. The only thing I would put him over is a cliff. Okay. However, I do agree with a young guy having to get a win here. So
if everybody is cool with that, or if, you know, you guys want to make a different case for Piper, that's fine. But I'm okay with putting MJF over here. I mean,
yeah,
it's a kick in the balls, but
I mean, and if we do that, Piper can be the babyface. Because
yeah.
then it makes MJF look even more like a dick. But, yeah, I think it makes a lot of sense. I mean, this is also, we're booking a pay-per-view here. We're booking a tournament. So who we like and who we don't like is kind of out of the question. This is what we think
exactly.
is best for the product. I think MJF should probably go over here. He's got to cheat, too. He's got to kick him in the balls.
Right, exactly. It cannot be a clean win.
No, it can't be a clean win. So maybe he gets the roll up and MJF goes over.
Well, he has Warno track him with Claren.
Yeah,
he had to win that way.
And he hits him. And he hits him with that stupid ass ring.
Yeah. All right. What's next?
All right.
Samoa Joe 1-on-1 with Vader.
Oh God.
Ooh. Oh boy.
This is going to be fun. This is going to be awesome because this is a big man matchup. It's a dream matchup. This can't go long. I'd say 8 minutes tops. Yeah, something like that. And, you know, I almost got to say it's kind of the same situation. If Samoa Joe can put Vader in the clutch and he can lock it in and he can not tap out Vader. He can't tap him out. But if he can get Vader in so much pain that he passes out from the Kohina clutch,
right?
You know, he's made in the tournament.
Yep.
And as much as we need legends in the tournament, but we also need those young bucks, too, that are going to come beat ass. I think Samoa Joe's probably the best case here. Eric, what's up?
Yeah. And Samoa Joe is not young. He's not young either. I mean, so he's a veteran. So I think Joe should go over here.
Okay. I mean, I do agree with that. I was either going to say Joe going over or a double DQ finish, and then nobody wins, and then MJF advances on, because that would be. That would be like customary for the heel to get a bye into the next round.
And that would be the MJF thing to do.
Yeah. Because MJF could come out here and cause either a double count out or he could get both those guys disqualified.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
And then he faces the winner of Ric Flair and Dusty.
Right.
I mean, we can either go Joe or, you know, Joe or a double count out. I mean, it's up to you guys.
I'll go double count out.
We need
at least one non-clean finish, though.
You mean one not clean finish?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Thank you.
Okay.
Wait, oh. He's right, though. There hasn't been any clean finishes, really. They've all been dirty ones, haven't they? Yeah.
No, Dusty and Rock.
Except for,
Dusty wasn't dirty.
Dusty wasn't, but Rick and MJF.
What I think, too, is, like, we also need, like, a non-finish.
Yeah.
Like, we need somebody to have a
That's
bye.
What I meant, yeah.
Yeah. At least one.
Yeah, that's cool. And with the two guys, it's obvious that it could get out of control.
With those two particulars, yeah.
Yeah, so it makes sense. I'm cool with that.
Okay. All right,
yep.
Ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, Drew McIntyre and Drew McIntyre and the Monday Night Messiah, or as I like to call him, the Monday Night Man Bun, Seth Rollins.
So this is the first non-legend versus the current.
Yeah, it's current. If I'm booking this, then we're pulling a Stone Cold Steve Austin and we're having Seth Rollins get hit by a car before the match, because I can't stand that son of a bitch. In my unbiased
opinion. I'm putting Drew McIntyre over.
I mean, well, hear me out, because I do have an interesting one for this.
Uh-oh. I mean, go ahead.
What if we play an angle? So, I mean, we already do have a lot of heels going over here, and it depends on what we do in the next match, too. But what if Seth makes it sort of far in this thing, and he blames it on because he's like Jesus, and his faith is getting him through this tournament? And that could be a great angle. And he's... You know,
yeah.
His followers and his believers are what's helping him get through this tournament. And he's sacrificing his body every match to reach his destiny.
That's a good idea.
It is a good idea. I mean, in my head, like coming into this, my thought was Rollins goes over, and then obviously because of who I want him to face in the next round.
Okay.
So I can kind of get behind that. I don't know, though, if I'd want to book him far in the tournament.
No, we don't have to. That could just be the angle going in the next round, I guess.
Yeah. Like, maybe take him to the round of 16, which would be round number – or no, not the round of 16, the round of 8.
Yeah.
Take him to the round of 8, and then that's when he gets his ass kicked. But that's a little further down the road here.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. I can go over that.
So I am cool with Rollins going over.
Well, Eric, you said Drew. I know that was before my opinion, but are you still thinking Drew, or what do you think?
No, you made a good point. You changed my mind. I was thinking Drew because he already he is the star right now, and he is, and I know we can't go by what's current, but I think Drew is a bigger star right now. But you made a good point,
too. We do need some tough motherfuckers in this thing, because so far we don't really have any badasses, and we took out the two badasses.
Yeah, we took out the two badasses that, you know, are in this tournament, and that's because we drew them to. That's because we drew them to go against each other in round one.
Yeah. So to that point, Drew going over makes sense too.
We still have another badass coming up. You know, Austin.
Right.
Yeah, but not like a big.
Yeah, not like a big gonna fucking. Break your bones on accident type, or, well, not, well, they could do it on accident and on purpose.
Yeah, a big man has to go through.
Yeah, that's true. We have any more big men left?
Undertaker, Batista's still in this thing.
Oh, okay, then we can.
I mean, Reigns is coming up later on against Bret Hart.
There you go.
I mean... I'll leave it up to you, Doug. I'll leave it up to Vince.
What do you think, Vince?
What do you think, pal? All
right. So which one of you is JR and which one's Pat Patterson?
I'm JR.
No, but
no,
you and Doug talk. You're Pat.
Yeah. I mean, Bruce Pritchard called in sick.
But he had time to rant on Facebook earlier.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think he lost his voice on his last rant. That's why he's not here, pussy. Just kidding, Kenny. I love you, bud. Here's the thing. I think it should be, I do kind of agree with the McIntyre point, but I also think it should be Rollins, but I'm going to say just because we need a big young stud.
Yeah.
I'm going to say McIntyre.
Okay.
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 And
sorry,
only because we need a big young stud in this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay.
All right. But, of course, that's also going to defeat my logic for this next match, which is Hulk Hogan and The Undertaker.
Why would Seth Rollins have to face The Undertaker?
No, I was going to put Hogan over.
Why?
Because I want to build up the Hogan and...
Stop watching SmackDown.
Okay. I want to build up the Hogan and Rollins in the future.
Oh.
That's interesting.
So...
We got Hogan and Warrior?
No, Hogan and Undertaker.
You had to put Undertaker over.
You take an Undertaker?
Yeah.
I mean, it would make sense for me. And Undertaker and Drew McIntyre would be a badass match.
Yeah, exactly. So that's
exactly.
Why, like, if Rollins doesn't go over, Hogan isn't going over. It's got to be Undertaker.
Yeah.
Although Drew and Hogan is
a good match too.
Yeah, and I've always had this kind of finish in my head, where Hogan goes for the big boot, Drew shakes it off, and then hits him with the Glasgow kick or whatever the hell it's called.
The headbutt?
Doesn't he have a kick?
Yeah, it's called the Claymore.
Yeah,
the
Claymore.
Glasgow kiss is the headbutt.
Yeah, I don't watch it. Fucking mess. I don't watch WWE much anymore.
I know, that's why you turned it off on me.
Yeah, because we're doing a show. That was your idea. I mean, a big boot into a Claymore would be cool. But I guess we could do that with Undertaker, too.
Yeah.
This one is hard. This wasn't hard for me 10 minutes ago, but now it is.
Can you turn...
I mean, it's kind of disrespectful to have either of them lose in the first round. But,
You drew the match! You picked the names out of that.
At random.
Yeah?
I'm not getting your point here. Hogan and, I'd put Undertaker over.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody cool with that? What do you mean everybody?
Yeah, the dead man has to go over.
All right. Still no special guest? He's not coming, Doug.
All right.
No.
He lost.
Unless he calls at 9 and he thinks it's 8 o'clock is done. Just saying.
Daniel secretly messaged him and told him not to come on. okay. I can't even keep hold of the phone. All right, so Undertaker goes over. All right, next we have Kurt Angle taking on the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels. Now, think of this as a booker, not a fanboy.
I know.
Well, this is
they did.
Yeah, and this is hard anyway, because how do you top the WrestleMania match? They already have had a classic, so it's kind of hard to really book it.
And the rematch they already had too. So this is a rubber match.
So far, who do we got advancing? We got MJF, we got Flair and Dusty going in, we got MJF going to have a bye in the next round, and we got McIntyre versus Undertaker set for the next round.
So which face is the winner? What matchup is the winner for this one?
All right, the winner of this match is going to face either Adam Cole or Bob Backlund.
Oh, boy.
Okay,
go ahead.
Since it's a tournament, you know, it's a tournament. So to me, I feel like Kurt Angle's just made for tournaments because of his amateur wrestling background.
And he's got better stamina.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. He's got better stamina, I think, than Shawn does. Even though Shawn can go an hour. But I feel like Kurt is built for a five-match tournament.
He's a King of the Ring winner.
Yeah, and that was three matches in one night.
Yeah, so I mean, I know you love America, and I like Shawn Michaels too a lot. To me, though,
he's a big
like
man.
We said a
big guy
like
man.
We,
I mean, big match
yeah.
man. Sorry.
It's okay, but like we said, is to have it's a crucial to have a big man. It's also crucial to have technical beast.
That's true. I'm going with Kurt Angle.
Are you sure you can make your Michaels argument if you want to? You've changed our minds a couple times today.
Yeah, but I've already all Kurt in the bracket.
All right, never mind. What's next?
All right. Adam Cole versus Bob Backlund. I know everybody's going to say Adam Cole, but I'm going
to
make
he's another one
a little bit, even though I am thinking Adam Cole here.
Yeah.
The thing about Bob Backlund is you look at this field of 32, and anybody that's a current fan is going to look at it and be like, why the fuck is Bob Backlund in this thing?
Yeah.
So we kind of need like that kind of an underdog.
Yeah.
Almost. But the
that's
thing is that if, even if Backlund wins here, do we want to put him through? Do we want him to advance further than the next round? Because he's going to wrestle Kurt Angle. Because we just made the argument of Kurt Angle being good in tournaments.
That would be an upset, the biggest upset of the tournament.
I mean, I think that too. I mean, obviously, the popular vote, I think, here would be Adam Cole, unless you're talking to somebody that grew up watching Bob Backlund be WWF champion. But I think the shock factor would be, you know, Adam Cole dominates the match, and then Backlund surprises him, locks him in that chicken wing, and Adam Cole has no choice but to give up.
I mean, and then it gives an angle to the second round because ankle lock versus chicken wing.
Right.
Yep.
I can roll with that if you want.
Okay.
I'll roll with that.
Eric, you cool with Backlund going over?
Yeah.
No, he's not. You can hear his voice. He's like, fuck that.
No, you make a good point.
The poor bastard convinced us on a couple, and then we get to Michaels and Adam Cole as two favorites. We fuck them over.
It's cool.
Right.
I thought we advanced Austin.
Who's he facing?
Randy Orton.
Yeah, fuck Randy.
Okay.
Oh, God.
All right. Before I make a joke that I shouldn't, like that's ever stopped me, John Cena versus Goldberg.
Oh, God.
Why is
it
everybody having
an
orgasm?
Match. Wait, what?
It's like the shittiest match ever.
Oh, boy.
Okay. All right. Somebody
I'm going to say John Cena.
Yeah. I don't like Goldberg, so if we want to go, and him going for the spear and Cena countering into an attitude adjustment just seems made to happen. So.
I was thinking he was trying to put him in a jackhammer and then Cena counters into F5. I mean, what is it? F5? Whatever he calls it now.
Attitude adjustment?
The AA.
Yeah. AA.
Or he can jackhammer and it turns into a fucking, what's it called? The STF?
Oh, yeah, the STF.
Yeah.
Either way, yes,
it should be like
cool with me.
It should be like a 2-minute match.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much. All right, so Cena goes over on that one. All right. Finn Balor and Triple H. Huh?
I was saying Cena, I think, should go far in this one, but we'll talk about that later.
Yeah. Finn Balor, Triple H, guys.
Another young versus another guy versus somebody that doesn't like to get beat. Doesn't like to put people over, especially young guys.
I say we have Triple
H
buried just for the meme of it.
I say Finn Balor. He already had Seth Rollins eliminated, so.
Well, I think we should have Triple H come to the ring with a shovel and just hit Baylor in the dick as hard as he can with the shovel. Give him a pedigree and we go home. And then he buries him in Stephanie's backyard.
Stephanie Triple H's wife, right? That's Stephanie.
No, Stephanie from work.
Doug, you're the tiebreaker.
Actually, no. Fuck Triple. We can put Baylor over.
Yeah, Baylor, I think, needs to go over.
I don't like Triple.
Just because we haven't seen... we've seen John Cena versus Finn Balor once.
And it was great.
And it was awesome. We've seen Triple H versus Cena, what, 5, 6, 7
yeah.
100 times? All right, let's put Balor over here.
Exactly. And that would be boring to book, too.
Yeah. All right, next we got another match that we've seen 100 times. Well, I've seen 100 times. You guys weren't necessarily watching back then, mainly because one of you wasn't really a fan back then and the other one wasn't even a thought. And that would be the Great Muta versus Sting.
Oh, you can go first.
I like both guys. I think the feud in WCW was wildly entertaining. Muta and Sting would be interesting. Or Muta and Cena would be interesting. Would that be what would happen?
Or the winner of this match faces either Harley Race or the Ultimate Warrior.
I think it would be cool. Sting? Why? Because you want to see Sting versus Ultimate Warrior?
Sting versus Harley Race.
Oh, that's not where I thought you were going with it. Yeah, I guess we can put Sting over. I mean, I like the Great Muta a lot, but Sting, yeah, let's put Sting over. He's a legend. They're both legends. But, you know, since WWE fucked Sting over, let's give him a win here.
Yeah, the potential of Cena versus Sting.
Let's run the angle. Muta blinds Sting with Black Mist. Because Black Mist is like the all-forbidden mist, or at least like if you ask Nydia, it was. So Sting gets hit with Black Mist, and he's blind for the next round. Or he's got an eye injury. So he goes into the next round handicapped.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that works for me. Well, then we have to go with Eric's idea. We got to put Race over and have him be the heel.
That's exactly what I was going to...
Yep.
What I was going to say, like, as much as everybody likes the Ultimate Warrior, and we put Bobby Heenan in Harley Race's corner, because Bobby Heenan did manage Harley Race in the WWF. Bobby Heenan holds the foot, distracts the Warrior, Race then cradles Warrior with the suplex, pins him, and Harley Race goes over.
Yeah, I mean, I'm cool with that. I also think, though, there's big money in Sting versus Ultimate Warrior.
Right, but if we run the angle with the eye injury, I mean,
yeah,
how's that going to make Warrior look?
Yeah.
Eric, what do you think?
I think go with Race, because Race is that kind of wrestler that would take advantage of.
Yeah.
The eye injury. And have they even faced each other?
Yeah.
Harley and Sting?
And Sting and Race? No, Harley and Warrior. Oh, Sting and Race? No. All right.
So I think that would be a cool matchup.
So there's three left here, or four?
Four. We're actually blowing through this pretty quick.
Now, do we want to get through the first round and wait for the rest for Kenny? Or do we
just
want to...
Well, technically we have in our little federation that we have now, we have 8 title tournaments.
Yeah, but the world title is the most important.
Yeah, but if we can get through it, let's get through it.
You want to do half of it and then save the second half with Kenny and Cliff if he can come on?
Well, I mean, it's not going to be for another month.
Okay.
Because this is only
that's
a
right,
once-a-month deal. There
that's right. Go. Oh, for that. We'll see what happens. Which we have.
Okay.
We have over,
Randy
no,
Orton
not, over an hour and a half. You already know what I'm saying. Stone Cold.
I got to agree with you. I think it should be Austin. RKO, he counters it. Bounces off the ropes and then a stunner.
Yep, RKO versus Stunner is a pretty good storyline right now.
All right, so we're all going Austin here.
Yeah.
Yep.
Batista and Chris Jericho.
I like these two like as a match because they have good chemistry.
Yeah.
Their matches. 2009, I think, were pretty good. I mean, I know what you guys are going to fucking say, but I'm a lifelong Batista fan. We're talking about having beasts in this tournament. I think Batista and, wait, who won the first one? Batista and Austin would be awesome.
Right. Well, we have no, like, actual beasts, like, in this tournament. Warrior's gone. Vader and Joe took each other out.
Yeah.
Right? And so, yeah, I agree. It's got to be – I think it should be Batista here.
We have a lot
who's
of the heel? Heels, too.
Who's the heel?
Batista the heel.
Jericho.
I think Jericho's
the Batista's,
heel.
Yeah, Jericho's the heel. Batista's the baby face. So let's have Batista go over here.
Yeah.
Yeah. What I think should happen is Jericho goes for the with the flip he does, the lion tamer, and Batista kind of does a spear, turns and spears him off.
Yeah, that'd be a cool spot.
He gets up and he misses it and does a spear. Boom. Oh, sorry.
There you go.
Go ahead.
No, that would work.
Works for me.
Doug.
All right. Next up, Roman Reigns and Bret the Hitman Hart.
Oh, boy. This is hard because we already have Jericho out of the tournament. And we're going to have
well, see, this
Bret Hart
awesome
in it, too.
Why'd you put it away when I started talking to him? I think this would be an awesome match because you got a technical superstar versus a more of a powerhouse. I'd almost be willing to go Bret here, but I'd be willing to turn either way either. Or also. I
think we have to go
and
Bret.
And we do have a lot of young guys going over already.
I think we have to go Bret because we already have Jericho out.
We already have Jericho out. We got a lot of young guys already in.
We need a Canadian presence.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Or else people are going to think we're racist against Canadians.
Canadians are the same race as us, Doug.
Yeah. All right. But, no, I agree. I would agree with it being Bret Hart. The way I would book it is almost – like 1993 King of the Ring, like where Roman Reigns works on Bret Hart's hand, so he can't put on the sharpshooter, and so Bret actually gets the win by like either a roll up or a crucifix pin.
Yeah. And Roman's the face.
No,
Bret's
the face.
It could be face versus face.
Well, yeah, we could do face versus face here.
Okay. I was thinking that we turn Roman heel for the once.
Well, yeah, he would work heel in the match because he'd be trying to break Bret's hand. So Bret couldn't do the sharpshooter.
Yeah, that works.
Okay. And they embrace Scepter in the match and hug.
Yeah. I mean, Roman will say, all right, yeah, the better man won.
There you go.
All right, the last match of the first round. Rob Van Dam versus Macho Man Randy Savage.
This could be match of the night.
Yeah.
Frog Splash versus Elbow. I think we got to go Macho, though.
I'm going Macho.
I do like that, and I do want Macho Man to survive. The only reason why I would go Rob Van Dam is because Bret Hart versus Rob Van Dam would be a really interesting match.
Macho Man and Bret Hart's always been a really good match, though, too.
Yeah, I mean, you guys, that is a good point. So, I mean, I'm happy with either or because I like both guys.
I'm going Macho.
Yeah, I think it gives a little more idea.
You already have Hogan eliminated. So.
That's another really good point.
And Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah.
For being such a big fan of the Golden Era.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, I'm like the Golden Era fucking poster boy, and Warrior and Hogan are already both gone.
Yeah, and the only Golden guy we have is Race, right?
Yeah, and he's technically not even. I mean, he is, but he isn't.
Yeah. All right, I'll put Savage is in. All right,
okay.
So that concludes round one of the tournament. Now, do we want to wait for Kenny before we do the second round of this tournament?
I mean,
we can do round two. That took almost an hour. We have almost an hour left.
Well, because I was going to say we can technically start because we got 8 title tournaments. For our little fantasy thing here, we could do another round one of another tournament.
Well, let's do round two and call it a day. Because I got work in the morning.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I don't even know when the other tournament.
Huh?
Yeah, we can
Eric,
do round
two. He wants to do round two and then call it a show.
Well, the other tournaments are 8 matches anyway, right?
Yeah, the other tournaments just have 16 guys in them, except for the women's tournament that's got 32.
Yeah, we'll do it. What do you want to do? The tag team one?
You want to do a tag? You want to do round one of the tag teams, or do you want to do round two of this?
I want to do round two. We'll save the tag team for another night.
Okay, yeah, we'll save the tag team for another time. I mean, this is gonna take us months to do anyway because we're only doing it once a month.
Well, we could also
exactly.
You're right. All right. So your round two matches are Ric Flair and Dusty Rhodes. MJF gets a bye, so that already shortens us up a match. Drew McIntyre taking on The Undertaker. Kurt Angle, Bob Backlund, John Cena, Finn Balor, Harley Race and Stinger, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Batista, and Bret Hart and the Macho Man Randy Savage.
All right.
Want to start
with
that one?
First,
do reverse the winner.
Huh? You want to do reverse order?
Yeah. We'll go up. Okay. I mean, we'll go from down to up.
All right, So first would be Savage and Bret Hart.
So Savage just got out of the ring, so now we're putting him back in the ring right away?
Yeah, fuck it.
Oh,
gives him a reason.
You have a fooling match.
Give him a reason to lose. Bret Hart wins. There you go. And then Savage turns heel, beats the shit out of Bret Hart. Yeah, he takes a steel chair to the head because he's so pissed off he's being made to wrestle again.
All right,
I think that'd be a cool angle.
Yeah, and then Bret will go into this next match. Bret will go into the quarterfinal, all beat to hell.
Well, He'll be fully rested, but he's going to be injured, and that's kind of the main point. I'm guessing we're going to put Austin over Batista. So do we want Austin to look like it? I mean, Austin's character, he is a good guy, but he would take advantage of that because that's Steve Austin. So even as a face, he would see a guy hurt, stun him, and get it over with.
All right, so if we are going to put Bret Hart over, let me just say that I actually think, and you might actually get mad at this, Eric. You might actually be okay with it. Batista beats Austin, and Batista beats the shit out of Bret Hart, and Bret Hart has to come from underneath. Again, this is looking ahead here.
Yeah.
It'll depend on when Bruce Pritchard comes back as to whether or not we do this. Is Batista wins here, and Batista faces Bret Hart in the quarter and beats the shit out of him. And, you know, Bret has to fight from underneath to get to beat Batista because Batista's bigger.
Well, is Bret one of the main guys that you want to go through then?
I kind of like booking this tournament. I want Bret, personally speaking, I want to see like Bret go far in this tournament.
Okay, well, then we have to go with that. We have to have Batista go over.
Eric, are you cool with that?
No.
Yeah, I'm fine. I went in
Austin
to go far, but yeah, I'm fine. I'm not Pat Patterson. Austin should go. I mean, Batista should go over.
Louis had hair though.
All right, so. Batista goes over Austin. What's next?
All right. Sting and Harley Race is up next.
Okay.
Well, Sting's got the eye injury.
Yeah. So we got
Bret Hart beat the shit.
So we got Bret Hart beat the shit. I know we're not booking this round. We're just booking the second round. But who do you want to go farther? I say Race wins here.
I'm actually going to agree with that because here's the thing. If they didn't have to meet each other, like if this match were like Sting and Race were in the first half of the bracket, not this half.
Yeah, Sting's going over.
Then Sting would go over because then you'd have two different storylines and these two guys would have to meet each other in the final and they'd both be beat to shit. But nobody's going to give a rat's ass if they're both heading into semifinal, and they're both beat to hell. They're going to care more about the final.
Yeah, and we really don't need two underdog stories. We can have the one under. I mean, we can have two, but they both don't need a happy ending.
No.
So yeah, I'm cool with Race going over here. Race takes advantage, pokes him in the eye, gets the quick victory.
Yeah.
Yep.
Eric, you okay with that?
Yeah, I'm cool with that. Cause we need an old guy dancing. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, like, if we actually update this on Facebook for the next time round, we're gonna be in trouble.
Really cool player over Cody. They can suck my ass.
Yeah. The guy that we're not gonna name is gonna be happy.
Fuck him and fuck Water Buffalo.
All right, John Cena and Finn Balor's up next.
I mean, on name recognition alone, to make this tournament a big deal,
Cena.
It just makes sense, Cena going over.
I do agree with that because, again, Finn Balor would just be another underdog story, and we've already got the one underdog story with Bret Hart.
I mean, as cool as it would be to see the Demon keep going, I'd say Cena wins here.
Yeah.
Okay, Eric, are you cool with that?
Yeah, because I actually kind of want to see Cena versus Bret possibly.
All right, well, yeah, we'll talk about that on the next show, I'm pretty sure.
Exactly.
All right, so now Kurt Angle and Bob Backlund.
I'm going Bob.
I mean, what? You go Bob?
I mean, you made the case for like a Cinderella story earlier.
Oh, Doug made that case, by the way. I didn't. And
oh, sorry.
I think the Cinderella story works going into the second round. But I think Kurt Angle should be the clear winner here. It only makes sense tournament-wise.
Let me turn back the clock for a second here and give you, like, kind of like almost a comparison to this.
Okay.
The 2000 King of the Ring.
The 2000 King of the Ring. Crash Holly in round one, or in the, it was considered the quarterfinal, but it was his first match of the night. Took on Bo Buchanan. Crash is 5'5". Bo Buchanan is 6'7".
Yeah.
Okay? I don't know if Crash is actually 5'5 or not, but he's not that big.
Yeah.
Okay? Crash Holly, everybody's just like, oh, Bull's going to win, Bull's going to win. You know, he's going to beat the shit out of Crash. Crash won. Fast forward now, Crash is a sentimental favorite. Who does he go against in the semis? Kurt Angle. Kurt Angle ended that story. So I think here this is kind of like another example of that. As Bob Backlund is the perfect Cinderella story, as he got a big win in round one.
And Kurt Angle's there to ruin it.
And Kurt Angle is there, okay, and he hypes himself up. Oh, yeah, I'm going to go far in this tournament. I'm going to make it to the next round. I'm going to face either McIntyre or The Undertaker. No, you're not. You're running into Kurt Angle. Kurt Angle wins it.
Yeah.
Kurt Angle becomes that foil, and Kurt Angle, because he becomes that foil, everybody's just like, all right, somebody please beat this motherfucker.
And
yeah.
I'm cool with that because
I was kind of on the other side of Eric to where I'd like to see a Kurt Angle and Bret Hart match. Because if we build him up as a bad son of a bitch.
Yeah.
And Bret Hart's the good guy underdog. I mean, we could get
Canadian versus USA.
Yeah, and it's
Canadian hero versus
right
USA
himself.
Hero.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, so are we cool with Kurt?
Yeah, I'm thinking about him winning the tournament. So yeah.
All right. Drew McIntyre and The Undertaker.
Undertaker. I like Drew, and I think it was nice to have a young stud in there. Undertaker and Kurt Angle would tear the house down.
Yeah, and it's too early to get rid of The Undertaker.
Too early to get rid of the
Undertaker. Especially since we've already gotten rid of Hogan, Savage. Sting's gone. Warrior's gone.
Yeah, we need Undertaker in this.
Triple H is gone. Shawn Michaels is gone. So a lot of the big players, we need a really big. We need Austin's gone. We need a big player in this. We need The Undertaker.
Okay.
Yeah.
Eric, are you okay with that?
Yeah, I'm fine with that. We need an attitude era, guy. We don't have any attitude era besides Angle.
True. What's next? Just Slayer and Dusty, that's it?
Yeah.
I'm going
Dusty. Because MJF moves on.
Well, it's got to be Dusty, right?
Yeah, I believe you cannot have Flair versus MJF.
No fucking way. That's almost as bad as Sami Zayn versus MJF.
Took the words right out of my fucking mouth.
Just fucking. Yeah, it would only make that, and that's kind of a. I doubt Dusty's gonna win this thing, but that's kind of a sentimental favorite right there too. So yeah, have him beat Flair. Have him avenge his son.
Yeah, I mean, I 100% agree.
Harley?
Huh?
Any chance we get Dusty versus Harley? Or is that not possible?
Not if you want Cena and Bret Hart.
Not if you want Cena and Bret Hart. Not if you want Kurt Angle and Bret Hart.
Okay, then never mind.
Dusty and Harley would have to be the final.
You want to just book
them? Oh,
so just
never.
Or do you want to go home?
Well, I mean, I did promise. I mean, I don't think our special guest is going to call in, but I did say we were going to go 2 hours. So watch it be our luck that he calls after we go home here. So
yeah, but it's past nine.
Yeah,
nobody
o'clock.
Else has tried to call in, right?
No.
Okay. So do we want to save the third, fourth, and the quarterfinal, semifinal, and final for the next time if we can get Kenny on, or Kenny and Clintus?
Yeah. I mean, do you want to talk about what we're doing next week? We haven't even decided what we're doing next week.
I can give my poll. Get into
that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Daniel's going to pick the poll.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Because he's going to win the month.
You guys
again.
Are not going to be happy.
Oh, shit.
I've been thinking of some fucking doozies.
Or, hold
oh,
on.
Boy.
Do we want to do the first round of another tournament first, or do we want to...
Let's just finish booking this if we're going to stay on.
Yeah, we have 52 minutes.
If we're staying on, either finish booking this or let's get out of here. I don't want to dip my toes in another tournament.
Okay.
Just yet.
Why don't we just finish this?
Yeah, let's just finish it.
Eric, are you okay with just finishing
yeah.
it? And
yeah.
if Kenny bitches,
cool
we'll just say... next time, don't waste all your time ranting on Facebook. Stick to your commitments. Flake.
Promo Kenny. Yeah, I'm cool with it.
And we pretty much have this kind of booked anyway.
I mean, I think we know where we want to go, right?
Yeah, and if we wait a month, we're going to forget. We're going to change our mind. Or Kenny's
yeah.
going to change our all mind.
Right. Now, are we going to start at the top with Dusty and MJF, or are we going to start with Bret Hart and Batista?
Start with Bret Hart and Batista, because I think
let's
we
go in the middle.
Already know what we...
Eric, we got to keep some kind of order.
Okay. We'll start from the bottom.
Okay, Batista beats the shit out of Bret Hart.
What are you doing?
Because Bret Hart's already hurt. Batista turns into a heel and he just starts beating the shit out of him. He turns heel because this is what he has to do to win. Bret Hart fights from the bottom. Underdog story, Bret Hart wins. He has to.
Yep. Moves on to the corners. Moves on to the semi, right? The semi?
Yeah, he would move on to the semi. I agree with that. Again, it would just be a roll up. Or actually, you know what would it be? Batista takes off the turnbuckle pad, and he's going to try to buckle bomb Bret Hart into the buckle.
Yeah.
Bret Hart leaps over him and then throws Batista face first into that exposed turnbuckle, rolls him up, gets the pin.
Okay.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's a veteran using the ring.
Exactly.
Everybody cool with that?
I'm cool with that.
All right. Next, we have John Cena versus Harley Race. This can go two ways. We either get a babyface versus babyface match with Cena and Bret Hart, or we get another guy that's going to beat the shit out of Bret Hart in the semis and be a true heel.
Is there a way to get Kurt Angle and Bret in the finals? That could happen, right?
Yeah. Kurt Angle and Bret Hart could possibly be a final as long as Kurt gets past The Undertaker and then gets past whoever wins between Dusty and MJF, which I already have my thoughts on.
Okay.
And who's Cena facing?
Cena's facing Race right now. Do you want
Cena
and Bret Hart right away? You'll go Cena?
I mean, how far do you want to get Race?
Well, we need
Race versus Hart is not would be an interesting match too.
Right, and Harley Race is a true heel. Bret Hart's fighting from underneath. Bret Hart's been getting his ass kicked by heels all night, and somehow still finding a way to win. Do we want to keep this underdog story going?
Yeah.
And the way to keep the underdog story going is by having another heel take more out of Bret Hart.
And what better way to beat than to get to the finals than beat Harley Race?
Exactly. Go ahead, Dangle.
Yeah, I mean, to play devil, I'm with you on that. To play devil's advocate, we could also have him and Cena, and Cena's like, I don't want to fight you hurt, but this is the world title, and I'm going to give it my best. So, I mean, we could go that route.
We turn Cena heel. Makes...
No, we're not turning Cena heel. Not yet. Harley, yeah, I'm cool with Harley Race.
All right, you guys are cool with that?
Yep.
Does Vince McMahon ever give this much thought in a booking meeting? Because usually, I think he only usually has to say like two words, right?
Yes or no? Or hell yeah.
Yeah, or something like that, or I don't think so, pal. I mean, I am really exceeding the role of Vince McMahon here. Because I'm actually having to give input instead of yes or no answers. God damn it, Kenny.
You're not doing that much. Quit jerking yourself off.
Well, I'm not going to do it anyway. All right, next up we have the Undertaker. And
I said what? I'm Jim Cornette.
I hate you?
I'm Jim Cornette.
Oh, God. Okay, well, that'll be over in a few minutes to kick your ass.
That would make you Kevin Dunn.
No, it wouldn't. That makes me Russo. Oh, God. Undertaker and Angle. I mean, I think you guys can already see what I want to do here. Why the fuck do you keep putting it farther away from you?
I have no idea.
Undertaker and Angle. I want to get to Angle and Bret Hart in the finals here. I think two technical wrestling legends, one who's kind of being built up as a piece of shit, and then one underdog, you know, coming from the bottom. I think that just spreads itself. So.
Yep. Canadian hero versus U.S. hero. Two heroes to the country.
So here, Undertaker did was beat Angle's ass when Angle was the champion. It didn't really sell for him in 2000, right, Doug? Or 2001?
Yeah, something like that.
In their feud, Undertaker didn't give Angle much to work with.
Right.
So the least you could do is sell for him now.
Right.
So I would put Angle over. He does not have to tap him out. It goes for a tombstone, switches into an Angle slam, gets a quick pin, and gets the hell out of there.
I would even say Angle holds the ropes.
I don't want too much.
I have another solution.
Well, do tell.
I actually have two. One, you have Kane come down and distract the Undertaker, and Kurt Angle gets a roll up. Or the referee gets down and Kurt Angle gets a chair and hits Undertaker with a chair and he gets a pin and we go home.
I mean, we could.
So basically,
we have a lot of fuck finishes so far.
And that's the thing. I mean, the only matches that really have not been fuck finishes have been, you know, when Bret Hart's been in the ring.
Yeah. So I don't really want to have a Russo tournament. So I would just go Angle Slam.
Okay.
I can look at that. I mean, technically, that part really doesn't matter. It's just who goes over, but it's fun.
Yeah. Queen Britt, the Ring for Angle.
Dusty Rhodes and MJF.
What's your take? You said you had a take.
It's got to be Dusty. I mean, Dusty's got to win. He gets, you know, he beats up this young punk because Kurt Angle and MJF both as heels in the semis.
Nobody.
As an important match in a semi, it's got to be the American Dream versus the so-called American hero.
Yeah, because, I mean, Cena was in it. I mean, well, Cena lost. Besides Bret Hart, the big baby face everyone's rooting for is Dusty here. We've built him up that way. So, yeah, Dusty's got to go over.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, that's the way it should be. Eric?
Yeah, I agree with that. Okay. Dusty versus two American heroes.
All right. So we're our semis.
What a weird semifinal.
Dusty Rhodes and Kurt Angle and Harley Race and Bret Hart.
I don't think anybody would have thought that we would be here.
It's a pretty well flushed out semifinals, though, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But we can make a case.
Are we
going to
start with Dusty and Angle?
Yeah, but for a second, think of these four guys. There's four first Surefire Hall. I think they all are in the Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah, all four of them are already in.
You know, Dusty and Race and Angle and Hart are two separate. I mean, technically, Hart's in a different angle than, or a different era than Angle because he's new generation. But, I mean, you got all across the board here. You know, you got old school, kind of new school, but not really.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dusty Angle, what do you, I mean, I know what I want. I want Angle to, I think this could be the longest match of the night. I think this could go 20 minutes. You make the fans think the whole time that Dusty's going to win. Dusty might win, but it just doesn't happen.
Yeah, and I would have Dusty pass out to the ankle lock. Have him pass out from the pain. So Dusty will get busted open early on in the tournament by hitting the ring post or something like that. He'll bleed, but he'll keep coming back and fighting, and he'll put up a fight. But when Kurt gets the ankle locked in, Dusty's not tapping out. Dusty's passing out.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. Yeah.
I'm cool with that. But I want to make a case for Dusty.
Okay.
You have this. I know you have that underdog story of Bret Hart too, and it's weird to have two underdog stories in the finals. But Dusty is the American Dream, and I think this would be an interesting championship match, Dusty versus Hart if we go that way. But Bret is a smart choice.
You mean Kurt's a smart choice?
Yeah, what did I say?
You said Brett.
I meant Kurt.
We technically, the way we designed this, before you write that, we could go the other way and go Dusty and Race in the finals. And it's a proven match. I don't want to do it, but it could happen.
That's already.
It's a good match.
It's a good match.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I think with the way we've already got things set up with Bret Hart.
And Angle.
And what Kurt Angle has done. Already ruining Bob Backlund's, what he did earlier on, when he defeated Shawn Michaels in the opening round. Then defeating The Undertaker.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's got to be Angle. I've been saying that.
Yeah.
And the next one's pretty obvious. Harley Race needs to get the victory.
No. Again, Bret takes a beating.
And I would go as far as to say, on the way out, Race hits him from behind. So Race just really gives it. This might have to be Bret's worst beating. And it looks like Race is dominant the whole match. A 10-minute match. Race hits him from behind to start it, and Race kicks his ass the whole match. But Bret Hart, and I want Bret to make him tap. I want him to get him in the whatever the fuck, the sharpshooter at the end and make him tap.
So Bret's going to – well, here's the thing. Do you want him to do that now, or do you want him to finally muster up the courage in the final – remember, Bret hasn't used the sharpshooter all night.
Yeah, I want him to do it here, and I want Angle to win, to be honest.
Oh, wow.
I want Bret. I think it would be perfect, and now we have a heel world champion that babyfaces can chase after.
So before we jump ahead here, so Bret taps Harley out to the sharpshooter.
That's how I would go, yeah.
Okay. Eric, you cool with that?
I say he gets a different kind of win. I actually think Bret should go over in the finals.
All right, well, we're going to
here's the big debate.
This is going to be the big debate, and I'm going to let you guys – I think that – I guess it's good that we kind of blew through this whole tournament so we could spend a few extra moments kind of debating here.
Yeah.
Not too long. I know you
– And we need a good debate, too, so – We haven't had a good debate. We haven't had a good we've agreed all night, so for the most part.
Yeah, I know, and I'm shocked. All right. So Bret Hart wins here. I'm gonna kinda go with Daniel's point though and say that Bret musters up the courage to get the sharpshooter on Harley Race and he taps Harley out. And he's in there and he's looking a little better. But then Kurt Angle comes out, jumps him from behind to start the match.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay? And we got to find... So now...
Eric, why do you think Bret Hart should win?
I was just going to say, Eric, you start with your argument as to why Bret needs to go over.
Because we've had this babyface, this Cinderella story all night, and it's just fitting that the underdog wins when Kurt Angle can come into the match as a big favorite because he just beat up Bret Hart finds a way to come back and in what a 25-minute match, and he just finds a way just to get in the sharpshooter and make Angle pass out or tap, and you have Bret Hart, or you can even have it as a ladder match. I don't know.
I think we should go regular match because it's a tournament. And I'm going to give my opinion now.
Okay, go ahead.
Angle, it would make... First of all, I agree with most of your points, Eric. I think that would make the most sense. Here's the thing. That to me, this is a perfect opportunity. The Cinderella story writes itself. But what if we take that away last minute? What if... All right. I agree with Doug. Angle hits him from behind, and I agree with you. They proceed to have a 30-minute match, and Bret Hart almost wins. Bret Hart gets him in the sharpshooter, and it looks like Bret might actually do it. But then Kurt Angle counters. He's got the ankle lock. Bret's wreathing in pain at this point. Instead of what Angle usually does, which is get on the floor and do it. I forget the term. What's the term?
What do you mean?
Get on the floor with, like how he lays down with the ankle lock.
Oh, the grapevine?
Yeah, the grapevine. Instead of doing that, Angle proves why he's the top heel in this new company, and he steps over, and he steps right on Bret Hart's hand while he's doing the ankle lock.
Oh,
shit. He does a quick step over, and he just crushes the fucking hand while he still has the ankle lock in. And Bret Hart can't help the pain. It's just everything, and he taps out. And as much as he doesn't want to do it, as much as he's a hero, every hero has its limits. And Angle proves that. And Angle is now our unbeatable heel that babyfaces can chase after for the next upcoming, however many shows you want. It's great. For a new company, it's proven best to have a heel champion. Just like AEW and Jericho. When you have a heel champion, then you can have baby face. The Cinderella story is great, and Bret Hart can always come back at a different time, and we can always get a rematch out of this. But to me, it solidifies Angle.
Bret Hart needs to.
Yeah, and it solidifies Angle, and Bret does not look bad whatsoever because of what he's accomplished tonight. Bret still has the audience's approval. Everyone loves him. Everyone's still rooting for him because he worked his ass off tonight. But he just couldn't get it done in the end because Kurt Angle's too much of a savage. That's the way I would go with it.
And Bret Hart goes home with a broken hand.
Right.
He's forced to tap out.
When we first did this fantasy warfare, our very first show, it was Kurt Angle versus Bret Hart. And I believe we had Kurt Angle win.
Yeah.
Okay. So this would almost be the perfect revenge for Bret Hart, but the underdog doesn't always have to win.
No. And this isn't WWE.
This isn't WWE. The underdog doesn't always have to win. I think we get a good performance out of Bret Hart, but I think in the end, we need a heel world champion.
And who better than Kurt Angle? He's a technical beast. He's a badass. Yeah, he's everything all in one to be your champion.
I agree with that. So I'm basically, I'm going to say that Kurt Angle gets the win here. Kurt Angle gets the championship.
Russo wins.
All right.
Yep.
So we're going to give one to Russo over Cornette.
Yeah, bro.
But also, in the future, when we book more of these shows, especially when all these title tournaments are done, we're going to book to another Kurt Angle Bret Hart rematch.
Yeah.
Okay? Because
yeah,
Bret Hart, tremendous performance in this tournament.
Yeah.
Obviously. So just to recap, Kurt Angle beats Bret Hart, becomes the Unscripted Wrestling Federation World Heavyweight Champion. And basically, that'll conclude this version of Fantasy Warfare next month. Not necessarily sure of the date yet. It depends on what else we want to do
yeah.
up to that point, or if we even want to dedicate like a Sunday show to one of these if we have a slow news week.
Yeah, we could do. I was sick of that.
Okay.
That way we can get Klenis in here. Klenis usually.
Yeah, we
Sunday.
Can get Klenis. We, you know, Kenny can join us too. Nothing from.
Unless you want to do it this Sunday.
Huh?
Unless you want to do one this Sunday. Is it a slow week?
There was a couple of big news items, including one of Daniel being right.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So we'll see. Now, Eric, our special guest did not call in, right?
No, unfortunately, not.
You want me to hit with the poll topics?
Yeah, do your poll topics, bud. I'll write them down. We'll get them on the polls either tonight or tomorrow.
Okay.
All right.
And then we'll get out of here.
Basically, huh?
And then we'll leave for the night, I mean, if I meant.
So basically, like we said earlier, Daniel won the month of fantasy wrestling, our fantasy wrestling competition that we're doing. So he gets to pick the four poll options for next week. So four's yours, bud.
By the way, I'm undefeated in our fantasy wrestling so far. I've won every month. I'll be announcing my trades on Sunday.
But oh, boy.
The four poll. Okay, you guys might not like the four poll options, but I really wanted to go deep.
I might.
So I didn't do any tier lists. I didn't do anything like that. I just chose, and I chose kind of current stuff, current-ish.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
A Bragging Rights 2009 pay-per-view retrospective.
Bragging Rights 2009?
Yes. A career retrospective on Zach Gowen.
Okay.
That'll be 45 minutes.
And if Zach Gowen, I was thinking about this, if Zach Gowen wins, we could also maybe do a doubleheader and do another small topic as well with that, just so we can fill more time. Or it could just be a short episode. But, I mean, we don't have to break a leg over it. An AEW,
we haven't done a woman yet.
Did you win, Eric? Did you win this month? Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'll keep going.
Oh, no.
I'm just kidding. An AEW company retrospective. I want to talk about AEW a year later, now that it's established. And I want to talk about
that's
the pros and cons. Pros and cons, what they need to do better, what they've done well on. Year in review, basically.
That's a great idea. I like that one.
I knew you would.
In fact, I love it.
Don't post these options in the wrestling in the 70s, 80s, and 90s group. All right, one poll that we don't – that's one group we don't need to poll in because you'll get ripped.
Okay.
They can suck my ass. I don't care what those assholes think. Waterbuck.
I don't think
that
will get.
No, he's in a different group.
I don't think they will rip me. I mean, they've been pretty cool.
Well, no, I mean, these aren't 70s, 80s, and 90s options, Eric. That's what I'm telling you.
They aren't? Because I have a career retrospective on Ronnie Garvin. It's my poll. I can do what I want. Ronnie Garvin career retrospective.
Okay.
Because I like Ronnie Garvin. So those are my four options. They're a little wacky, but I wanted to do something different. So that's what we got. Bragging Rights 2009 pay-per-view retrospective, an AEW year in review, basically, a Zach Gowen career retrospective, and a Ronnie Garvin career retrospective.
Okay.
All right, those.
So can you text me that, please? Can you text me that after the show, please?
All right, why didn't you just write it down? Just text me.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah, I'll text it to you.
Thank you.
Set the phone back.
I still can hear you.
Anyway. All right. So now, hold on. My balls are on my back. Thank you. All right. So to recap, we have Bragging Rights 2009. This will be on the poll for next week. Daniel's choices. Actually, some decent choice. I know who I'm voting for right away.
Me too.
But Bragging Rights 2009. Bragging Rights 2009 pay-per-view retrospective. A career retrospective on Zach Gowen. An AEW year in review. And a career retrospective on the man with the hands of stone, the rugged one, Ron Garvin. All right, those polls will be up, if not tonight, then tomorrow. But also to recap what we did here, this was the world title tournament of the unscripted Wrestling Federation. We've renamed that from Fantasy Warfare. I'm not going to say
Still Fantasy Warfare.
Or no, it's Unscripted Fantasy Wrestling, not Unscripted Wrestling Federation, because if I say UWF, I'm going to get sued. All right, so the Unscripted Fantasy Wrestling.
It didn't.
Yeah. Huh?
I put Unscripted Wrestling Fantasy Warfare.
Yeah.
World champion.
All right, Unscripted Fantasy Warfare then. All right, so anyway, Kurt Angle is your world champion. Next month, we will do the tag team tournament. And if we could fit another one in after that, then we will. It depends on who's all going to be on.
Yeah.
I think we got lucky here. But, all right, anybody have anything else?
No.
Eric?
It was a great show, guys. I loved it.
Yeah, this was fun. Mm-hmm. This went a lot smoother than I had planned it on being.
It was just the three of us.
Yeah. That's probably why it went smoother. All right. So, all right. We will see everybody on Sunday for the This Week in Wrestling show. Of course, I am Doug Hummer.
I'm Dan.
I'm Eric. Unscripted Wrestling.
Yeah, this is the Unscripted Wrestling podcast. We'll see everybody on Sunday for This Week in Wrestling, and we'll see everybody next Friday night for another edition of Unscripted Wrestling. Everybody, take it easy.
And be safe. Don't riot.
Absolutely.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
All right. All right. Good night, everybody.
Adios.